Venerable religious, dear parishioners, and dear students, I just want to share a little bit of trivia, you might say, and I'm going to referring to Reverend Mother Mary Agnes and her family and my family, and we belong to Our Lady of the Valley Parish in Los Angeles, or Canoga Park, as it was called, that district or that area, and Reverend Mother's family was living there longer than my family had. But in 1956, the parish of Our Lady of the Valley was split in two because there were so many more Catholics that this parish needed to be, well, just that's what happens when a parish gets to be too big, then the bishop of the diocese will divide it into two new parishes. So this happened in 1956, and Pope Pius XII had instituted the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker in 1955. And the following year, when Our Lady of the Valley Parish was divided, this new parish was formed called St. Joseph the Worker. And it might have been even the first parish in the whole world that was named after this title of St. Joseph. Also, Mrs. Eileen Uran, her family also now belonged to this parish of St. Joseph the Worker. My family arrived actually in 1960, so we belonged to Our Lady of the Valley Parish. But as I said, the devotion to St. Joseph as the worker was now being promoted. So a little bit of history there. So why did Pope Pius XII institute this feast? Well, I'm sure he had a number of reasons, but some of them, or at least one or two of them we could say, is that the communists always glorified communism on May 1st. They would call it their May Day. And they would glorify the value of work. And so in the communist countries, Russia, at that time, all of Eastern Europe was under communism. China had fallen to communism. Communism was continuing to spread. This horrible system that denies Almighty God and denies the true God-given rights of man. And so I believe that was one of the major reasons why Pope Pius XII said the communists celebrate their communism and the value of work. I'm going to put something holy and good in its place to take attention off of communism and promote the true understanding of the dignity of labor. Already one of his predecessors, Pope Pius XI, in his encyclical on socialism, in which he condemned socialism, and even as at the same time it was talking about the necessity of practicing true social justice, but it definitely wasn't socialism or communism. But Pope Pius XI stated, man was born to work, and the bird was made to fly. Another translation of that would be, as much as man is made to work, as much as a bird is meant to fly. What would you say about a bird that doesn't fly? It's missing out on the major part of its activity. But Pope Pius XI was actually quoting the book of Job. This is chapter 5, verse 7. Right there it says, man is born to labor. the bird is born to fly. So what a very powerful incentive, a powerful lesson for us. We must do lots of work in life. And work is our sanctification. That's where we do our daily duty. Remember last week I talked about St. Peter Canisius when we celebrated his feast day. Even when he was a very elderly Jesuit, very famous, very well known, he insisted on doing the dishes along with the other Jesuit priests and brothers after meals. He needed to do his daily duty. And it wasn't the very, elevated being, sort of work or, counseling kings and popes and bishops. No, he was doing what looks more lowly, but it's still holy. Doing your daily duty, as the epistle that I just chanted says, do it for God. Do it with a cheerful spirit. Do it with a good attitude. Again, we are born to labor as the bird is born to fly. That's the revealed word of God. Our fallen human nature would rather play, wouldn't it? But we weren't born to play. We were born to work. Play is not wrong, of course, if it's taken in moderation. Even the saints took recreation. But we can't make it an end in itself. And this is the downfall of so many people. They make that their main goal in life. How much playing and pleasure can I have? They weren't born for that. So we do our playing in the right spirit. We do our work in the right spirit. And remember what our Lord told Sister Lucia at Fatima, that the first penance that he looks for is the penance of our daily duty. A lot of our daily duty is manual labor, but then a lot of our daily duty is mental labor. That's sanctifying. That makes us holier when we do it in the right spirit. Look at our Lord himself. In the gospel, we see people saying, who is this person? He's nobody important. He's the son of a carpenter. They were looking down on work. So St. Joseph was the worker. Our Lord himself was a worker. Our Lady was a worker. She kept, I'm sure, the Holy House of Nazareth in good condition, spotless or very clean. She did her mending, her sewing, her cooking, her cleaning. So there we have the example. What's interesting to see is how communists promote work, and I'm also promoting work. What's the difference? Well, obviously communists want work to promote communism, but they also make work an end in itself. And I'm here to tell you it's not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. It is more important than playing. And as I said earlier, we do need recreation, but work, recreation, they are a means to an end. They're not ends in themselves. That's the big difference. Remember that saying, and children, you need to think about this as you will have more free time during summer. That's coming up. The end of the school year is about a month away. We look forward to that. But remember that saying, idleness is the devil's workshop. The devil loves to see you bored. See you idle. Why? Because you start, it becomes easier to get into trouble. So stay busy. Your parents, I'm sure, make sure that you have plenty of chores and activities to do. That's needed. Again, we are born to work. So let us thank God for giving us this example of Saint Joseph, the worker. What a wonderful inspiration that is for all of us to do our daily duty well. You know, so many things in life will not come easy for us. Skills that you need to learn, subjects you need to learn. You're going to have to keep laboring mentally over and over and over and over again. But set your sights high. Too often we say, oh, it's hard, and we start giving up. That's not the right attitude. Read in the lives of so many successful people how hard certain things were for them, but they kept persevering. St. John Marie Vianney, for example, learning was difficult for him. Latin was really hard, but he kept on doing it. And of course, he's the greatest saint of parish priests. So don't be afraid of working hard, of setting high goals. Remember that saying I shared with you and we gave out the National Latin Exam Award, sapere aude, dare to be wise, dare to know. And that means working. Persevere in it, do your work with a good attitude and a good spirit, and again, you will be sanctifying yourself. And that's the message for us today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.